What's up, everyone? This is Blind Hostility from the J&M Something Nothing Show, and you're listening to Nintendo Seconds with your man, LP Tiger, who proudly puts Nintendo first daily.
What's up, everyone? Thanks to Blind Hostility for that intro. With that, I'll be happy to use your intro if you'd like to send me one. Bring them on. Today is Thursday, May 17th, 2018, and here's your episode of The Daily. The president of Koei Tecmo, Hisashi Koinuma, has spoken out in an interview with Kotaku regarding his strong desire to work with the character Mario in a future game. He stated, quote, "He's a character I've been playing with ever since I was a kid, so if I could do something with him, I'd be really happy. I think anything would be great, even a simulation would be good," unquote. Koei Tecmo has had a pretty good relationship with Nintendo, making recent games like Hyrule Warriors and Fire Emblem Warriors. They've also worked on exclusive Nintendo games in the past, like Fatal Frame and Metroid Other M. I'm sure Nintendo is very careful with the Mario Bros. IP, as past Mario games given to other companies haven't always been successful. But they've recently given Ubisoft the chance with Mario and Rabbids, which seemed to have been a success for both companies. We'll see what happens. In a recent Ask Me Anything thread on Reddit, or AMA, Owlboy developers responded to multiple questions regarding their game. One of their responses had to do with reaching profit status within 24 hours of the game launching on the Switch alone, which took them by surprise. With success stories like that reaching the public, it's sure to boost the popularity among indie developers who are on the fence about creating for the Switch. Monolith Soft, a Japanese development company owned by Nintendo, is currently hiring new talent, specifically artists, programmers, planners, and designers, in preparation for an unannounced action game that's said to be different from their usual image. Monolith Soft is recently known for creating the Xenoblade series and working on the Project X Zone series. No other information is known about this game, but go ahead and add it to your expectation list. Nintendo World Report got an exclusive feature, interviewing two producers from Nintendo and a director from Vanpool, which is a Japanese gaming developer that made Dylan's Rolling Western and upcoming game, Dylan's Dead Heat Breakers. A few highlights included the desire to have the main character Dylan added into Super Smash Bros. He's currently an assist trophy in the most recent version of Smash. Also, a game idea was discussed regarding the Zelda character Tingle becoming a super-powered being. There was one game in the past that starred Tingle that all three interviewees were involved with back in 2006 on the DS. It's called Freshly Picked Tingle's Rosy Rupee Land. The game never made it to the US. But here's my idea. Remake the game for 3DS and add that super-powered Tingle game as an added bonus. Sounds simple enough. Now get to work. Now, I've recently been ignoring newly announced games and release date announcements because I personally don't find them interesting enough, but maybe you guys find them interesting. So, with that said, Level 5 announced today that Layton's Mystery Journey will be coming to the Switch on August the 9th in Japan. No word on a Western release, but it's possible. A top mobile and browser game publisher from South Korea announced their first Switch release called Mecha Storm, which aims to be a third-party action RPG with mech units, of course. This game will be out on May 25th. Code of Princess EX received an official release date of July the 31st. Okami HD has been confirmed for the Switch to be released on August the 9th. No word on a physical release, but we'll keep a watch. Announced yesterday was Super Neptunia RPG, which will be the first Neptunia game on the Switch to be released in fall of 2018. And Valhalla Cyberpunk Bartender Action was revealed to be coming to the Switch sometime in 2019. And that's all for today, but before I go, I wanted to apologize for not having an episode yesterday. This is a one-man podcast, and as much as I try to be consistent, there will be some off days here and there. But just know I'm here to stay, and I hope to keep things moving regardless of any missed days. Shout out to those who've recently favorited this podcast, Tyler Axelrod and Jack. Thanks so much for you guys' support. So, is there anything from this podcast that you'd like to hear more of? Maybe there's something I blab about too much and you'd rather not hear so many details. Maybe you think I don't give enough personal opinions. I'd really like to know what you think about this podcast. So with that said, I invite you to send me your feedback by either using the Anchor app and leaving me a voice message, or sending me a tweety tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. I'm an open door and I try my best to reply to any and everyone that sends me something. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.